Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A friend admitted to me that the most stressful season of the year is Christmas. There's presents, parties, decorating, relatives, and decorating relatives. He likes to sing, "It's the most stressful time of the year." He says, "We have to get enough gifts and not favor one child over the other. 3 days after Christmas, toys are busted or discarded and the kids are playing with the boxes the gifts came in. Next year, let's just buy boxes." Can you relate? Do you rent one of those storage lockers for stuff you stop using December 28th? There are an estimated 3,000 self-storage facilities in Canada and 48,000 in the U.S. Put together, those 48,000 would take up an area 3 times the size of Manhattan Island. I say we ought to slow down and put experiences above stuff. I'm not an anti-giftite, but how many of your best childhood memories are about gifts? For me, Christmas was about full contact checkers and redecorating the tree after my brother knocked it over, trying to see what he was getting for Christmas. Here are 7 gifts you can give that will be remembered long after all the stuff has been put in storage. The first gift is you. A couple was celebrating 49 years of marriage. Their 3 kids were too busy to visit each year, so on December 23rd, the husband called their youngest and confided, "Son, things aren't going well with your mother and me. Counseling hasn't worked. I don't think we're going to make it till the new year." He listened a minute, then nodded, "Okay, son." Hanging up, he turned to his lovely bride of 49 years and said, "Ethel, get that turkey ready. The kids are coming home for Christmas, and they're paying their own way." Well, I hope you don't have to go to such lengths, but make sure amid all the busyness, you take time for others. My daughter-in-law just asked if I would record stories so the grandkids could listen to them each night. "We already have too much stuff," she said. "This year, give them the gift of you." Number 2, contentment. Avoid frenzied shopping. Smile more. Model contentment. Number 3, compassion. Is there a family or single person nearby that needs a meal, a box of groceries, some encouragement? This is a tradition we began with our kids, and they still talk about it. The drop and run. You can find out who's needy from a local church, then put together some groceries and gifts, knock on their door, and take off like a cat threatened with a bath. We were only caught once. That was the year I slipped and fell. Be compassionate. Be generous. Number 4, gratitude. Let it replace griping about cold weather or the busyness of Christmas. Go looking for things you're grateful for. Number 5, your lap. Read kids a good book this Christmas. If it's one of mine, you get bonus points. Your lap has been right in front of you for years, and it's getting bigger all the time. So make good use of it. Read together. Number 6, outdoors. I spent my entire childhood outdoors. Let's unplug, get outside, and play. And number 7, laughter. Laugh each day. Watch Danny Kaye in The Court Jester. That's a Calloway favorite. 'Tis the season to be jolly. We've been through a tough year, but God is with us. There is no better reason to rejoice. Last year, the kids asked what I would like for Christmas. I could not think of one solitary thing. "How about clothes that are in style?" I suggested. My son Steve said, "Nah, Dad, why start now?" Well, this is the season we celebrate the baby in the manger, Jesus, the God who gave up everything to redeem us. This is no excuse to clutter the world. Let's take the time to practice compassion, contentment, and gratitude, and I think we'll be able to laugh again.
Here at Laugh Again, we're fueled by encouraging stories of God's work through this ministry. Ian wrote, "This segment made me tear up with a smile. Thank you, Brother Phil, for making me laugh, especially while I'm at work delivering mail." To share your testimonial or to bless Laugh Again with a gift, call 1-844-663-2424 or visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.